Hello. Hold on, let me just open up the chat. Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing? I'm so tired. It was so hot today. It was like 37 degrees, feels like 45. I know the waiting BGM is really nice. I'm glad they have that now. Yeah, a bit sleepy. It won't be long because probably gonna go to bed soon. And then tomorrow I'll be meeting up with Nene and we'll be going to onsen together. Yeah. I've never done this before, but I woke up 1 minute ago, so it was meant to be awesome. That's great. I'm about to go to bed after a space. Sounds really good. I showered in the room, so I did not lose my slippers, so that's great. Oh. Are you also taking footage there? Yeah. I think I'll do some footage around the onsen area. Yeah. So. Hold on. I just had a thought and I forgot it. Nice. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. I have the next 3 days off, so I can really just chill. It's nice. I thought I could stream last night, but then turns out the hotel room doesn't really have a desk, so it doesn't really work like a regular hotel room. Oh well. I really want to play the rest of that Genshin Archon quest. I'm like trying so hard to avoid spoilers right now. I want to read what people are saying about it so badly, but I can't search Furina toka. I cannot search her name because I know I'm gonna see. I've already seen a little bit spoilers. Just like on my For You tab, but like I'm trying to avoid it. Like, I already sort of can guess based on what people are saying what happened, but I'm just trying my best to avoid it. Yeah, the second part was good too. Oh my god, is it long? Maybe I'll play it sometime next week. Yeah, I can't look at anything. I still want to get spoiled. But yeah, I'm really excited for the onsen tomorrow. Can't wait. I'll talk to you guys about it later. Like, after the fact. Like, all the stuff that I did on the vacation, I'll talk about it after. It's longer than the first arc. Oh, it's gonna be long then. Oh my. That first one took like 4 hours. Dang. Okay, so I have to pre be prepared to do a 5 hour, 6 hour stream for the second part. That's crazy. Yeah, onsen is a great time. I can't wait. I already scoped out the place on Google Maps to try and figure out where I'm going to film the walking stuff. I gotta like, figure out the Mokopi app too. I've never used the AR function before, so I'm gonna try it. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I look on Google Maps a lot. Space and bath is not very good for the phone. But yeah, there's actually no bath in the room anyway. It's been so hot. Oh, but it's summer. I think today is like the last day of the Obon holiday if people are taking really long holidays, so people are gonna be back to work tomorrow. For real. Obon is one of the only times in the year where Japanese people take off besides New Year's and Golden Week. And people here don't really take long vacations, so it's really like a week max each time. So like let's say maybe a week at the end of the year, a week for Golden Week, and a week during Obon, that's it. And then the rest is like all long weekends, some long weekends every month, except June. June is the only month with no holidays. Mokupi AR mode sounds cool. So your model is in the app and can record the surroundings. Yes, exactly. And the model is real time reflecting your emotions, and then you can record that motion and like that video. Another Google Maps exploration stream? Yeah, that'll be fun. Have I done one before? I don't even remember. I should do a Google Earth stream. It's so nice listening to you this nice Sunday morning. Yeah, so knit. Yeah, you have to wear a mokupi outside, of course. And then the footage is like the li actual live footage. Yeah. Lua's birthday is my favorite June holiday. Ah, tashikani. But it's June 1st. It's like barely even June. It's like basically May. It's May 32nd. VRZ, not Google Map. Oh yeah, it's a little a little different. During the house hunting stream. Oh yeah, I think I should do like an actual Google Earth exploration. I haven't done one actual one, I think. Yeah, you kind of want to get the Mokubi. Yeah, you should get one and try it out. It's pretty fun if you like that sort of thing. You like motion recording. You can basically import your own VRMs and like record your own motions. June is June, yeah. But then there's like early June, mid June, end of June. So mid June when it's like is when it's like actual June, you know? June 1st is still May 32nd. Yeah. Luckily you don't have to wake up super early tomorrow. Thank God. Checkout is at a normal time, and then gotta go meet up with Nene, maybe have lunch, and then travel to the new destination where we'll go to the onsen, so that should be exciting. Pick spots on Google Earth and we guess where you are. That's like reverse GeoGuessr, where I'm picking the spot and then you guys are playing GeoGuessr. That'd be fun. The Ryokan? Oh, I'm not streaming at the Ryokan. Ryokans historically don't have good Wi-Fi. Like, there's basically no way. Like, their Wi-Fi is guaranteed to be slow. Yeah. And we're staying in a Japanese room, so it's gonna be like a small Japanese table. Yeah. So, well, if Nene wants to try to stream, which she might try, but I don't know. Ryokan is not famous for their good Wi-Fi. I'm just like not even gonna check if they have good Wi-Fi. There's just like basically very low chance of that happening. Yeah. Like some places just straight up don't have Wi-Fi. People don't go there to use Wi-Fi. They go there to like relax. So yeah. We got the fancy meals. Yes, of course. Yeah. So yeah. Well, I'll probably be back on the maybe the Tuesday night. Yeah. Maybe. We'll have to see. Depends on the internet situation, but it might be okay. The problem with like all these like shared Wi-Fis in buildings is that at night is usually the time when it's the slowest because everybody's using it. So that's why even if it's like really fast during the day, it might be really slow at night. So we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, I guess I'll try to make my schedule tomorrow, but I'm thinking soon it. I'll be back on Thursday for sure. 100%. I'm still traveling until then, so it's a little patchy on whether or not I can stream anything. So I didn't have a hard plan for it. It was gonna be like, if I can kind of thing. Yeah. The problem with pocket Wi-Fi is that sometimes the connection is fast, but it's not stable. Like there's a good chunk of time where it would go down. 'Cause remember I rented one for when I first moved, and NTT hasn't come to fix up my Wi-Fi yet. And I had that for a week, right? And then I tried to stream with it, and we were streaming in like 140p, 144p. But it was still patchy because the internet would go down for like a couple seconds and get back. So technically the speed is fast when it's up. It's just that you don't actually need fast internet for streaming. You just need stable internet, de sure. That's why people can stream in Australia. It's like, why do you think those Australians with their copper wires can stream? It's because even if it's slow, it's stable, so they can stream. Although they might lag out, though, I don't know. Yeah, 144. Would you still love me if I'm 144p? The good old days of YouTube, I know, right? Extreme HD. All 144p. Google Fiber? No, I mean, a lot of the infrastructure stuff is like just related to whether or not the government's gonna do it, right? And I think like Australia could replace all their wires with the Hikari whatever, fiber optic whatever, right? But they just don't. Internet was invented in Australia, and they just don't. They just won't do it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like they have to vote it in or something. Or they're doing it, but like slowly. I don't know. I don't know why it's taking so long. Everybody else has good internet now. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We have a dinner included and a breakfast as well. Of course, it's the full thing. So for tomorrow's stay, so it's gonna be great. And I'm gonna try and set up the Mokopi and do some walk arounds. Do some walking around and then like edit the footage later and upload it later and things like that. Yeah, that should be good. They always move slow in turtles. Have fun. Yeah, thank you. Oh my god, how many steps did I get in today? Let me check. You won't believe it. It's crazy. I got so many badges today. Let's see, steps. Oh, 32,000 steps today. Oh my God. Wow, I think my Garmin app just increased my steps goal on its own because I've been doing more steps lately. So my steps goal increased from like 7,000-ish to like 9,000. They did that on their own. No, I actually walked a lot today. I actually was just like walking nonstop today. I think most of it is like real steps. Most of it is real steps. Yeah, I was stepping for real. Yeah. No, it's not a train ride. It was like real. I'll tell you about it later. Yeah, it's real. Yeah, I know they moved me up a bracket. It's crazy. It's so funny. Yeah. Yeah, I do be moving. I am moving. Oh my gosh, I'm always. Oh, for those of you who are wondering where to chat, please look at my quote retweet of the space, and I link the place where we're chatting at right now. So if you're wondering where I'm reading all these comments, please look at the tweet right above, and oh, there we are. Here we are. Yeah. I'm just seeing that there's more people listening than there's people in the chat, so yeah. I know the pressure to keep that number. I gotta walk 9,000. Did I bring my cap merch? I did not. I actually just brought my regular cap. I wouldn't just wear my own cap merch outside. Oh, unless like I'm literally in the middle of nowhere. Oh my God, I'm so tired. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, I got my mouse pad and the cat merch. Ah, somebody asked me, maybe I should answer this on a stream, but somebody asked me how big is the box that my cap and my mouse pad came in. I would say to me it's a medium-sized box. Medium size as in roughly maybe the long side is like 30 centimeters, kind of. Short side is shorter, so it's not a very big box. But the thing is, I only got the mouse pad and the hat. I don't have like other stuff, so I don't know if for you guys it'll be like bigger. But apparently, like, because I had management check on some stuff, right, with the shipping, and apparently, like, if you buy like when you buy merch. If you buy like some stuff and you buy it with like another set of merch from another timing, sometimes they wait for your other stuff to be ready and then they send it together. I don't know. It's like weird. So next time if you want your stuff to like come like be ready to ship quickly, you should buy each thing like in a different cart. Like check out your concert merch in one cart. Only the concert merch, and then check out the birthday merch in a separate cart, separate checkout, separate order. You know what I mean? I think that's the best way because sometimes a booth will consolidate your order before they send it to Bai if you order it in the same order. That's what I heard from management. That was management's it was their hypothesis. They don't have any proof that this is actually like they can't just call Booth and be like, yo, is this real? But management thinks that sometimes like everybody else's stuff is shipping, but if your stuff didn't ship yet for some reason, it might be because you bought something else in the same cart and they're waiting for the other thing. Yeah. So that's a pro tip. Booth pro tip in case for the future. Yeah. What is the connect for? I don't know what that is. Some of my stuff isn't with Bai, just waiting to consolidate. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see some of you guys with the body pillow. I really want to see it with a cushion inside. I think it'll look great. It's the one that I didn't buy because I just didn't think I was going to do anything with it. But I want to see pictures of it from you guys, so yeah, I guess show me once you get it. Yeah. It is shipping now. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see everyone's stuff. I consolidate mine for shipping because it's a bit expensive individually. Oh, I mean, don't
Consolidate by Yi, but order separately on booth. Like when you add to cart on booth and you make the booth order each merch, like each set, order it in one order. Yeah, like if like you shouldn't do maybe last year's, I don't know, like the birthday merch with the concert merch. Like that would be that might delay your order, is what I'm saying. Yeah. It'll run out before that happens. What do you mean? Hope they'll safely arrive. Yeah. So it's not on Bai's side. It's that booth might be waiting for the rest of your entire order to be ready before they send it to Bai. You know what I mean? There's a possibility that's the case. We're not really sure if that's really the case. Like honestly, yeah. And the other issue with Bai is that like we. It's like you could email management to ask them to check with booth about your order, but then you need to know your booth order number. And if you bought on Bai, you only have your Bai order number. And then I don't know if you could ask Bai, beg them to tell you your booth order number, like and then we can help you check with booth. Because we could check with booth, but we need to know your booth order number. But you, if you order on Bai, you only have your Bai number, and then you have to beg Bai to please give me the booth number. Yeah, and on our side, we don't know which one is you because we only have like, oh, Bai order number one, Bai order number two, Bai order number three. That's what we see on our side. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's the pro tip. That's the pro tip. Because Bai is a completely separate service from Booth. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Oh no, I lost my chat. Where did it go? Please have me here at my booth number. Okay, here you are. The merch and limited run out pretty quick sometimes. Yeah, but I just mean if you're ordering a limited run, then order the limited on its own and then make another cart and order the other thing separately. Yeah, because I talked to management about it and I think they weren't going to email about their hypothesis about the booth orders needing to be separate because they're not sure that it's a 100% thing. But I thought it's a pretty good hypothesis, actually. It's just that they wouldn't send you that in their email back to you because it's not confirmed. It's just our very likely hypothesis that we think that's what's actually happening. Because you didn't just order the one thing, you ordered one thing with another thing, right? So, yeah. Should have been getting the digital and signed merch. Why? Oh, because the digital one comes faster. Yeah. The signed one, yeah, the digital one arrives quicker. Yeah, if you want it quick, you should get the digital. Yeah. So on it. Nothing happened. Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully they can sort it out soon, but yeah. So it's tough because of the third party, Bai. You could actually you don't have to use Bai. Bai is just the one of the middlemen's. You could maybe try and go through Tensol instead. I don't know if Tensol's like customer service is better or not, but you could actually get Tensol to help you do the purchasing on booth. I don't know if the other services are better or if there's reviews or something, or if Bai just sucks. Like maybe Tensol is better. I have no idea. Yeah. There's a delay for the weather too, right? And I hear that like the booth warehouse is apparently a bit b delayed because of Obon as well. So, like, it's just been literally been a holiday in the last like week or two. So, hopefully by the end of August, like, stuff is gonna ship out. Yeah. So, oh well. Yeah. So that's the situation. I've never had issues with Bai customer service, but Tencel isn't bad. You just have to provide proof of address and ID with Tencel. Okay. That's not so bad. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's like online reviews for these different services, and maybe there's a better one. You don't have to use the Bai integration on Boost. Yeah. What did you do for today? I'll talk about it later. I'll talk about it like after the vacation. Yeah. But I did have a lot of steps. Yeah. So anyway, I think I'm gonna go to sleep soon because we're gonna have to wake up and go meet up with Nene, but there's gonna be a lot of cool stuff to talk about afterwards, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be filming the walking stuff tomorrow, and yeah, it should be fun. So yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining me tonight. Hopefully, I don't know about tomorrow, but if Nina is streaming, if she tries to stream, depending on the internet, good luck. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll be the little guy in the background. But so on it. If not, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all Thursday for sure, but Tuesday, Wednesday is also possible. So I might see you very soon. So yeah. But actually tomorrow I might just focus on making the walking video. I need to make sure I get some good footage so I can actually edit something nice for you guys. I want to use stereo mic on the DJI Pocket because I think it sounds really good actually. So glad I was able to catch this chat. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I'll see you guys soon, maybe next 2 days or so. And hope you listen to this morning's ASMR that I published. I saved it specifically for publishing today because I knew that I might not be able to stream for a little bit. So, yeah. Please visit that if you can. And I'll see you soon, okay? My outfit reveal is gonna be probably September 2nd, North America evening, and September 3rd, Japan. So it's gonna be that Saturday, Sunday, very soon. Still getting some touch-ups on the rig, but it looked a lot better after it came back like a couple days ago. So also my cover video I think is done, so this weekend I'll probably have a cover premiere for Ayatomoru. It sounds really good and the video looks great too. Yeah, so that's gonna be really nice. I'm gonna set it up once I get back. Yeah. No, it's gonna be Ayatomoru. It's a cover. My original song is nowhere close to being done. I still need to write the lyrics to some of the verses, and the producer's still working on some of the instrumentals. So, yeah. So the no original song is gonna be in the fall, at least. Yeah. But the new cover is gonna sound really good. I'm really excited to show you guys. So yeah. But yeah, I'll see you guys in a couple of days. Okay. Thank you for joining me tonight. Have a good night if it's evening for you, and have a good rest of the day if it's daytime for you. See you later. Love you all, burblings. Bye bye. 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 Bye bye.